Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ooh, we got a great interview for you today with Brian and Nancy Lobbs. Not only are they just real estate investors, they're going to be talking about a map of hope. Let's go. What's going on, everybody? It is Lo, Take Action Lo here, and welcome to another episode of our Take Action with Lo show. I got some extremely special guests that are with us today, and Nancy, I've already interviewed her, but we have her awesome husband, Brian. So we have Brian and Nancy Lobbs. They're with KBN Homes. They're real estate investors. Nancy is an awesome author, and I was able to be a part of her book, Winning Deals in Heels. And they have some exciting and really important things that they're doing. So I'm just so excited to have both of them on the show today. Brian and Nancy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Lo. We're so happy to be here, and happy Friday. And can you believe July is gone? Like, woo!
Come and gone.
July, okay. Exactly. Half the year.
Yeah. And y'all,
and what a ride we've had.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a year so far, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And that's what I was going to go straight into with you guys. What has been going on with you guys since the madness has started at the first
quarter? The madness. Well, number one, we're still taking action because we believe that no matter what's happening, I try to stay away from the news. It's too depressing. Yeah. And if you just watch it 24/7, you couldn't take any action. So what we try to do is work on our own world. You know, We can only control what's happening in our world. So we've been good. You know, actually, we've been very busy with, we had some houses under contract. We've sold some. We're getting ready to buy a couple more. So we have changed our exit strategy. We were focusing on owner finance. So we've decided to kind of step back and get old school, get back to basics and do our buy and hold single family. And we're preparing for next year.
Yes.
We've had some time to, we've been working on our profitable landlord system, and happy to say that this is our official launch. I know, we're so excited. So it's really Brian and I's journey about how we became successful landlords and how we were able to build our wealth and, you know, quit the day job. I mean, Brian still has his job because he loves IT. I don't know.
not ready to leave yet. I'm building that bridge.
Yeah.
So, during
this time, we've had some extra time. So we threw together, or we've been working on it, but it'll be published probably another week or two. We have a workbook that basically can take you from step one, how to find those properties, to how to manage them, how to fund them, all the way to scaling your team. It's about, just to let you know, it's like 150 pages. It's not for, it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
And we did identifiers so that if you're looking at two or three properties, you'll be able to do our checklist, add up the numbers, and you'll know whether you should buy this property or not, if it'll be profitable.
Oh, that's
so we're really excited about that. And then from that, we decided, you know, we are really passionate about giving back and helping people. And one thing we love to do is work with investors who were very passionate about helping people not make huge financial mistakes. It's not that we haven't made mistakes, but we have not made huge financial ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still here. We're still doing it.
Yes.
And so we wanted to be able to put something together that really would help people to become successful real estate investors and to get their business going, or to even, you know, kind of drop back and go, am I doing what I need to do? We're in a very, you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is very competitive. But the way we wrote the program, you could take it to any market, but you've got to know all the basics that we put in, right?
Yes.
And then, because part of our philosophy is giving back and helping people, we decided that for our personal story, we are giving back 10% of the proceeds to fund our nonprofit, which is called Map of Hope. And we're really, really excited. And this is actually the debut and the first interview that we're talking about Map of Hope. And before we get into, I know, yes. And yes, you know what, this is really Brian's journey. And so I just want to say to everybody that's listening, I'm so proud of him for taking this step. And what he's going to be talking about is, you know, was not an easy decision. And I'm really proud that he decided to share his story and that we're able to create an organization that can help people like how Brian got.
That's awesome. Help.
So, yeah.
Yes. Brian. I believe it's your turn. Please.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So how it's going to work is Map of Hope is, and you can check out our website at mapofhope.net. And it's we created the website to educate and help eradicate the shame of depression. I was diagnosed in my mid-30s with what they called marked depression back then. Mm-hmm. And they put me on antidepressants, and I was on those. I'm still on those. But at some point, you know, after doctors and different prescription cocktails and, you know, going through various doctors, and it just came down to I was hospitalized. The medications weren't working, doctors, and the only thing that we found was this treatment called TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. Mm-hmm. And it changed our lives. It changed my life. Mm-hmm. It is a process that works. It takes about 36 treatments in my case. They map your brain. It was a fantastic experience for me. It literally lifted a veil of darkness and brightened my world and my outlook. So what Map of Hope is a site where people can get further information about TMS, and the donations that come in through Map of Hope will help people pay for treatments to qualified providers. And so I wanted to put my story out there because people that have met me may not know. I mean, we all, you know, you put that mask on and you're upbeat and you go to these networking events. People never know, you know, you want to put on your best face, but inside you're hurting and people don't know.
That's right.
So we wanted to let people know and educate them and say, hey, this is what was happening on the inside. I want people to know that there's help. Mm-hmm. If what's your medication isn't working and your doctors often don't know. Primary physicians, family physicians don't always have all the information. So reach out to a little further and find out about TMS and what it might be able to do for you.
You know what? Thank you so much for sharing that. And as I shared for you with you guys, even before we got on air here, about my grandfather having to do ECT. Which is electroconvulsive therapy. And he had to do some treatments. And 3.5 years later, he's doing well. So he's living back at home on his own. He's healthy enough to still be active and drive the church and go to his Kiwanis Club meetings. And it has been just a blessing to have had that treatment. So I understand necessary and important it is for people that really need this type of care to understand that this is an option that's available and you don't have to suffer, right?
You don't. Right. And that's the thing. Right. And so that's what was happening. And so when you go to mapofhope.net, you'll actually read about Brian's story. And then we thought it would be very, there's a picture of a brain and it's Brian's brain basically. And it's like the dark side. And then after, you know, before and after TMS and what it felt for him. And as a spouse of someone, I mean, we've been married over 20 years and, you know, we've had our challenges.
Yes, we have.
But you know, when you throw depression or any mental illness in the mix there, you know, for me, when Brian was going through this, like, you know, you have to realize they have an illness, but it's not an illness like you can just, you know, give them chicken soup and, you know, take Advil and it's going to be better. It's way more than that. And it's, you know, and I had to learn, I had to come to some kind of understanding about it as well, because, you know, I have other things in my family, but you know, depression isn't one of them. So I didn't really know that much about it. So I just thought he was grouchy or whatever. And so it took an understanding. But then as what I also found through our, you know, Brian's been through biotherapy and we've been through talk therapy and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we did find and what I'm hoping will happen through Map of Hope is that I can be someone, like if you're listening to this and you have a spouse or loved one that suffers from depression and they're not getting help. What I found was there's not a lot of resources for people. I mean, if you have a mental health, there's tons of resources, but if you're the spouse of someone, I ended up having to be Brian's advocate. And I'm telling you, I went round and round, you know, with some certain people because they just want to pigeonhole you and they want to just give you medication. And sometimes when he was suffering or in a state of mind that, you know, he wasn't thinking clearly, you know, I was the one that had to say, you know what, that medicine's not working. That's not working, you know, or sometimes he couldn't see what was happening because he's in the disease. So for me, I found a lack of support, you know, but since then we've, you know, connected with people that have had the treatment and again, just bringing it out of the closet, so to speak, you know what I mean? And removing the stigma and the shame. Because really, we don't talk about mental health until a famous person, you know, commits suicide.
Correct.
And then it's like everybody says, oh, well, why not? Or what happened? And, you know, so I think it's just something that, if you know, it's just regular people, you know, that's, I mean, we're real estate investors. And, you know, sometimes we get mad about stuff.
That's
you know,
right.
But it's, and it's when you think about mental illness and being an entrepreneur, because, you know, you're the one that's got to pull yourself up. It's not like you can just go in. And so it's all also about relationships, not just personal ones, but your business, you know, because there's been times that, you know, Brian didn't really feel like going out to the seller appointment and he really had to put on his mask, you know, so it's, and then that takes a toll because then, you know, he would end up, basically kind of, you know, kind of not manic, but you know what I mean? Like you got to pump yourself up because you got to go out and, you know, get motivated and talk to the seller or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then you had to come home and kind of just relax from the mental work that took. So
exactly. No, I totally understand. I've battled with depression. So I get it, you know, especially after losing family, my aunt and uncle in 2013, tragically, I had to get some counseling. So I told my family, we had a family conference call. I said, this is too much for me. This
is
too
much. Yeah. And you know,
additional help. And I did that. And that's one of the best things that I've
and
I've
think,
done.
Yeah. Once you kind of identify, you know, I've seen people, they'll post things on Facebook and I just, you know, I will message them and I'll be more, you know, cause you don't know, should you break into their bubble? Before I would never do that. But now, you know, I'll message them and say, hey, you know what? I understand. I feel your pain. I won't do it publicly because that's just not who I am. And not that I don't think everybody in the world has the same type of understanding when you do that. But obviously it's a cry of some type of help. And I just think letting people know that, you know, that this is where, and we're very passionate about it. And just to kind of talk about the cost of this treatment, because, you know, we were fortunate, our insurance at the time covered the treatment, but it's the cost is around $12,000. So when we first started looking at, well, is there a need for this? So we went to some providers and said, hey, do you have patients? And they are like, yes, there are people that have either no insurance or their insurance won't cover it, or because it's a mental health treatment and, you know, some health insurance, that more and more are doing it, but they might only pay 50%. So the money that we're going to raise is specifically would be paid to the healthcare provider. So we're not going to get into, you know, oh, that person, we're not making those decisions. We're not involving ourselves in HIPAA or anything like that. We'll work directly with the doctor's office, the psychiatrist's office that's providing the TMS treatment. And so we're just as a resource. So just in case anybody wanted to know that, because we're not mental health professionals. We're just telling our story.
Well, and I think that's important to note is that this is personal experience, but those people that are out there that are either suffering in silence or suffering and those that love them that see it or, you know, aren't sure, we want them to know that there is an alternative, and also that we're hoping that the funding comes in that will help these providers pay for people that have that gap in finance that'll help them.
So we have the website mapofhope.net, and they can contact us. Our contact info is there. We're still working on that donate button, so you can always mail in a check.
Absolutely.
We're hoping to have that done. But yeah, they could, if they just had questions, they can reach out to us as well. We'd be happy to talk to anyone and, you know, share more of the kind of how we ended up finding out about TMS and that kind of thing. But we feel very fortunate have been connected with the company Neurostar that made the TMS machine. They're one of the makers of it. So their PR and marketing department have been working with this. So the links they provided about the TMS treatment and things like that, so that we didn't have to recreate the wheel, but we can just add our personal story to it.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's great. And I think it's critical in a time that we're in right now.
The
numbers for people with depression are up. The number of people that's dealing with anxiety is up. Suicide rate is up. So I think this is a very timely and necessary message. And I'm so glad that you guys took the time. And Brian, you were courageous enough to go ahead and share your story, and you guys create this because it's needed. And for anyone that's listening right now, go ahead and visit mapofhope.net and just go over there and get the resources that you need. And
don't let shame and stigma stop you. There are people that are supportive. You might have to keep digging like we did. I mean, sometimes I feel like we just kind of fought, like after the hospitalization, we really had to dig our heels in, because otherwise you'll get lost in the system. Yeah. You won't get the help that you need. And so you kind of have to be your own advocate when it comes to mental health and getting better. So, but do it. You'll be so happy. And after Brian, I can just share this. After he had the treatment, within a couple of weeks, you could just feel the lightness, and it changed our relationship. For, you know, like it was just, it was like new. It was bright, like a shiny and new.
It's really interesting, Flo, because, you know, when doctors are mixing these prescription cocktails, right? They mix something new, and you mentioned this with your grandfather. You hope it's going to work, right? And I was really cautiously optimistic with TMS because I wasn't sure, right? I said, okay, another treatment. But literally 3 to 4 weeks into it, I was feeling the effects. And like I said, it was 36 treatments over, I was going every day, okay? So, and I'm like, I wasn't sure, but it was already working. And that's what Nancy's talking about, is like, I could feel the transition happening. And it was like, hey, this is great.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was a blessing. And that's, you know, it was just a blessing. A blessing that we found it, even though we had to go through all the things. But
yeah,
but
it was
thanks,
amazing.
thanks, Lo, for letting us come on and talk about our nonprofit Map of Hope. We're really excited.
I look forward to working closer with you guys with Map of Hope.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, you know, after the interview. But yeah, everyone, please visit mapofhope.net. Brian, Nancy, I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
you. All right.
Everybody, take action.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.